From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq today, U.S. Marine commanders say they're preparing to finish the fight against the forces of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Sadr has promised to fight to the death, and his supporters in Baghdad have declared war on the interim government of Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. The U.S. says it's holding off on a final offensive in the southern city of Najaf, giving more time for Iraqi security forces to train for the fight. There was more gunfire today from insurgents from a building near the holy shrine of Imam Ali. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad with more on this confrontation between the U.S.-backed Iraqi government and Sadr's militia.
For a week now, this has been the scene in war-torn central Najaf. The city's ancient cemetery and adjoining streets and alleyways have been battlegrounds as Shiite gunmen loyal to Muqtada Sadr face American troops backed by helicopters and tanks, as well as Iraqi police and National Guardsmen. The fighting has been fierce and sometimes hand-to-hand. Over the past week, the Najaf conflict quickly spread to other cities in southern Iraq and to Baghdad. Insurgent mortar shells now fall on the capital day and night. Each side accuses the other of starting this fight. Early on, Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi offered Sadr a way out, saying he could participate in future elections if he distanced himself from his militia. But Sadr rejected the offer, and now American and Iraqi commanders say the Mahdi army must surrender or be destroyed. Talib al-Jazari is Najaf's police chief.
If it were up to me, I would aim missiles at Muqtada Sadr's house and blow it up.
But why Sadr, and why now? Sadr's men are not believed to be responsible for the weekly suicide bomb attacks and the kidnapping of scores of foreigners. These are blamed mostly on Sunni Muslim insurgents, including those still loyal to Saddam Hussein, in places like Fallujah, largely outside the control of American forces. Hassan al-Bazaz, a professor of political science in Baghdad, says Sadr is an easier target.
I think the government has in the back of its head that Muqtada al-Sadr, as a movement, does not have the real ideology that scares the others. And that's why it's easy to crack on him. While other militias, you cannot go and fight them. No way you could do that.
Sadr's supporters tend to be poor, unemployed Shiite youths, and Sadr himself is not much liked by the Shiite religious establishment, which views him as a radical upstart. Hassan al-Bazaz says if Prime Minister Alawi could quickly crush Sadr, it would go a long way towards proving his legitimacy in the eyes of Iraqis who are desperate for stability and an end to the constant violence.
I think the government is pushing harder and harder and trying to show their power. And it seems that they're really carrying their sticks and try to use it. This is one side. But what's happening is the reaction from the other side seems that very high, and they're going further and further.
Yesterday, Sadr's organization declared that the Iraqi government, police, and military are all now legitimate targets for Sadr's Mahdi army. In addition to this week's mortar attacks on Iraqi ministries, Sadr's gunmen have taken control of entire Baghdad neighborhoods and overrun several Iraqi police stations, once in front of television cameras. The police officers at the Al-Quds station have taken a stand. Half a dozen of them nervously fiddled with their Kalashnikovs and adjusted their flak jackets today as they stood guard in a deserted neighborhood. For the past week, they said their station has come under daily mortar and grenade attack. One officer has been killed and three others wounded. Shops here are now closed, said Officer Ahmed Fadl, and the police rely on a few sympathetic locals for food and water.
The phone lines are cut, and we haven't had radio contact with the Interior Ministry in 5 days. We are short on ammunition, but we won't hand this police station over to Sadr's people. That would be like handing over our souls.
Prime Minister Alawi and his U.S. allies have gambled that their forces can defeat Sadr's ragtag militia. But the confrontation has put even more pressure on the besieged civilian population. Last night, the U.S. military began deploying American troops to protect some Baghdad police stations. In this bid to reestablish the government's authority, Alawi is being forced to wave an American stick. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.